pretty sure the Darwin rural area trucked off over 380,000 trays of mangoes last week. This week is even bigger. Try and wrap your head around that. 380,000 trays of mangoes. My goodness. I don't know how many mangoes you get from 50,000 trees. Let's find out. We've got the manager here of Acacia Hills Farm, Martina Matzner. Thank you so much for having the Country Hour here in your packing shed. It's all happening right now, but tell us about all of the hard work leading up to harvest.
Oh, hello, Matt. Hello, all listeners. Look, I'm so glad it's finally happening now, and we all are. We've got an awesome team. We had an awesome team leading up to this season, and we've been working 6 months hard in preparation, getting it all ready, getting our transport set up, it's a huge logistic puzzle, getting our picking machines serviced, our grading lines, the cool rooms, trucking, accommodation facility. We house most people here, over 100 people stay on farm. Wow. And yeah, and look, and now we just can't wait for it to really roll.
Yeah, so harvest is underway on Acacia Hills. How is the season going for you guys?
Look, we are not at the peak yet. For us, it's now the startup. We had a couple of weeks of quite slow picking. That's to ensure we only pick the best fruit that's out there with the best quality that is out there at that time. And now, look, from Monday on, actually started today, but from Monday on, we'll be running and trying to get as many beautiful mangoes off the trees for our customers as possible.
Now tell me, when a mango comes into this packing shed, I mean, and we're looking at just boxes everywhere and conveyor belts everywhere, tell me about the journey for that mango.
Oh, look, that mango hopefully was just treated very gently. The journey was from weeks and months or months ago from flowering with lots and lots of mango, little mangoes sitting on a tree, to only one or two or three surviving on one of the panicles, to them being very carefully picked by our very well-trained staff, and then being transported in the shed with big tractors and bin collectors, arriving at the shed, being unloaded, putting new empty bins on there, then coming, going through our water bath, going up on the grading line, being very carefully selected, and then going to the box, ready to be cooled, and then when they're cooled, off on a truck, and when
they're
trucked, yes.
And they end up in our listeners' hands. Yes. You'll be guilty. Where do you send your mangoes?
Look, we send them all over Australia, but we also do export. So we did a few different countries in the different years.
Like who and where?
Look, we have been over the years doing New Zealand and UK. We've done a finger bit into Hong Kong. And look, export is obviously something new to explore. But at the moment, all our fruit, look, our Australian customers come first. It goes to our Australian customers so they can enjoy a Calypso mango.
We'll meet some of these pickers and packers a little bit later on. They're from all over the world. Where do you get them from? Where do they rock up from?
Oh, look, I love them. I love them. I just love this buzzing. Our backpackers, they're all backpackers. They come from all over the place. Our phones ring hot. We actually have to put people...
You can't take everybody.
Can't take everyone, yes. And look, I'm... Yeah, look, I love him. It's all every nationality is working here, and you can hear all the little talks in their different languages. Yes, it's very metropolitan.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Country Hour, broadcasting right across the territory from a mango packing shed here at Acacia Hills. The mango season is upon us. We are speaking to the manager of this farm, Martina Matzner. Now, I mentioned it before. All of the mangoes on this property are a variety called Calypso. So years ago, the farm made that decision to go with this variety. Martina, can you tell us a little bit about that history of going with Calypsos and why that decision was made?
Look, the decision was, I believe, necessary to make. We used to have KPs, and we used to have a Florida variety called Urbans, and it was very soon obvious that the Florida variety, the Irvins, which is a very nice mango, was a very strong bearer, and so a very high productivity. Now, the KP in comparison, which is a very beautiful mango as well, but it really struggled with productivity. So when the opportunity arose to experiment in a new variety, which is the Calypso mango, which is a crossbreed of a KP with a Florida variety, the owners decided to take the business risk, experiment a bit with it, and then slowly from 8,500 trees initially of KP and Irwin's, this farm grew into 50,000 trees of Calypso, very, very proud Calypso property.
And it's worked, Martina?
Look, it certainly worked here. We have not missed a crop in 13 years. So that's very exciting.
I've seen the trees. They're loaded. That's what you want. Can you explain what this Calypso variety looks like? To me, the blush is unbelievable.
Look, it's beautiful red. It's absolutely gorgeous. It looks like Christmas trees with little decorations everywhere. I always said, if I ever get married, I want to be married under a Calypso tree with all the mangoes hanging on off the trees.
Martina, I love you. I love how you're passionate about mangoes. Where's that come from?
Oh, look, who wouldn't be passionate about mangoes?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Hey, fantastic. Thanks again for having us here at the packing shed. I've just wandered over here where a beautiful tray of mangoes is sitting on some scales. And I'm here with Emma. Why are we weighing mangoes? What's happening here?
Mangoes have to go into the retailers where they are sold at a net fruit weight of 9.8.
So our tray here is 10.463. What does that mean?
That's an addition there for the box as well. We need, the fruit here needs to, sorry, I've misled you there. They need to go into the retailers at a minimum net weight of 9.5. We want them leaving the packing shed at a net weight of 9.8 to allow for loss of weight due to shrinkage as the fruit dehydrates.
So does that mean this tray is just a fraction too heavy?
No, it doesn't, because also it's 9.8, which is fruit in the box, plus the tray. And the tray weight here our Mod 6 boxes are 540 grams.
It is set to go. Take it to the supermarket. Emma, I swear I've seen you before. You strike me as someone that's been working around mangoes for a while. What's your story?
That is exactly quite true. I've probably done about 8 mango seasons between here, Catherine, and Kununurra.
Why? What keeps you coming back?
Because I live up here. I live in Catherine. I enjoy it. And I guess you get the skills and the experience, and people know about you, so you get the work.
And you must meet some amazing people. I mean, the lady next to us is from Ireland.
The people you work with in a packing shed is one of the best aspects of the job.
Yep.
I meet people from not all over the world, but from Taiwan, South Korea, various European countries, Australians just travelling around the country. I really enjoy that aspect of the job. It's great.
Yeah. So you'll do work here at Acacia Hills, and then you'll go to Catherine for its season?
No, the Catherine season is starting now. I'm going over to North Queensland,
right,
to Mareeba.
If I come to your house, Emma, and you're using mangoes in cooking, what can I expect?
Oh, look, I make a really nice green mango salad.
Ooh.
But that's with green mangoes as opposed to the ones that you've got cut in half there.
Yeah.
The other really nice thing to do with mangoes is when they're really nice and ripe, you just chop them up and freeze them, and then they're wonderful to eat just frozen.
I'll let you get back to the packing and the wine. Thanks so much, Emma. All the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Emma, she's a legend of the mango industry. We are in the packing shed at the Acacia Hills Farm, so it's about 50 k's south of Darwin. We've been speaking to some of the packers. We'll be heading out into the paddock before 2 o'clock. We'll really work up a sweat when we start picking some of these mangoes. Had a great time chatting to Martina, who is the manager of this farm. And with us is Boyd Arthur, who I said is from the Australian Mango Industry Association, but he knows this farm pretty darn well. You grew up here, didn't you?
I did, yes. This is my old family business that we established for 30 years. Last year we sold out and moved on.
What was it like growing up on a mango farm?
Oh, it's amazing. It really is a great lifestyle. hot, hard work, but it's very rewarding.
So was it your family then, I presume, who made this decision to plant Calypso variety?
Yeah, that's right. We wanted to diversify into with mangoes, and we came across a variety that suited our business structure, and we went with it, and we went with it fairly hard, you know, and that was probably 14-odd years ago.
And so not involved with this farm anymore. What's it like to stand here today and see what it's all become?
Oh, look, it's really good to see that Martina and the Acacia Hills Farm team are really working hard and keeping the standards high. But yeah, I'm itching to get out there and pick a few mangoes with them. I'll miss it.
Now, as mentioned, it's been greatly appreciated this year. You've come on board with the Country Hour. You give us a market report each week, which has been fantastic. So we get to do it today face-to-face. Normally you're off in a market somewhere, so it's nice to be able to stand here in a packing shed and talk about the week that was. Over 380,000 trays out of the Darwin region last week. Are we here? Are we at peak season?
Yeah, we're right in the peak now. Over the next 2 to 3 weeks, it'll finish up in the Darwin region, and Catherine is starting to ramp up a little bit, but we're not likely to see them really hit their straps till for at least another 2 weeks.
Are we seeing much overlap this year between Darwin and Catherine?
Yeah, look, some of the varieties are overlapping, and it really has just been this cool weather that's affected that in back in August, and some varieties like the Calypsos here, these guys have been waiting for weeks to get in a pick, but just waiting on maturity levels to get there, and we're only just hitting that now. So it really has dragged out a bit this season, but look, we won't get much overlap between Catherine and Darwin, and Catherine won't have much overlap with Queensland either. So we're looking okay at this stage.
How are things shaping up in Queensland? You've spent a bit of time over there.
Yep, Queensland are getting there. The fruit's maturing on the tree. They really will start looking at select picking in really early December, maybe late week of November. So it's looking good over in the Queensland region.
Now, given that we're right in the middle of the season, it's really cranking. First grade fruit at the Sydney markets still getting $45 a tray. How does that stack up compared to previous years?
Yeah, it's holding quite well at the moment, and with the volume that's in the market and headed to the market, wholesalers and retailers are really paying for quality, and that's where we're at this year. So quality really will now determine the price that growers get.
And the good news for the rest of us, Boyd, is I see some of the major chains selling mangoes for, I think it's $2 for $5, one of them is doing. So that's good for consumers too, yeah?
Yeah, it's great. Everyone's winning at the moment, and retailers really are getting involved this week in their marketing campaigns, which is brilliant, because with the volumes, we really need to start pushing this fruit through the supply chain and get it into consumers' households. So everybody's working very hard at the moment with growers to really push the volumes, and we need the quality to support that.
There you go, everyone. Go out and buy a few mangoes this afternoon. The over $40 a tray is good money. Will it stick around long enough for those in Catherine to enjoy?
Yeah, look, really hope so. Catherine bring in some good quality fruit, and Catherine fruit's always highly sought after as well. So I think the prices will steadily hold, and we'll see how we go.
Just one thing, I know last year was quite a big story. A lot of the fruit from the territory suffering from a disorder known as resin canal. What's this year been like?
In the early fruit, we've had quite a bit of resin canal hit the wholesale markets. This year, AMIA and the mango industry are working very hard with the DPI, looking at the disorder closely and working out how we can stem it later on.
Fantastic. All right, Boyd Arthur, thanks so much for your work this year with the Country Hour. It's been great to get those market updates and getting that idea of how NT mangoes have been received elsewhere. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Boyd Arthur from the Australian Mango Industry Association.